This lesson that we're going to do is lesson number 397, Lifting on the Hands. And really, it's just a continuation of some of the things we did in the first lesson, just adding some variations. Okay, so we're going to start off on the stomach again. One of the questions that came up earlier, your arms are long, forehead down, and it's a really good question. So we're going to see if we can master this. So your arms are long, your forehead down, your feet are tucked under. So when you go to lift your arms, okay, and if you want to lift your head, you can do that too, okay? But what you really need to think about is that you're first reaching before you lift, okay? Because you don't want to have a sway in your back. So you want to think that you get long and you drive your heels back at the same time and pop up your knees so you get long. So if you really imagine reaching and driving the heels back, it will take the extreme arch in the lower back out. And if you can understand, that's a default. That's a weakness that you will go to when we don't have the proper core. So see if you can feel that. See if that can get a little bit better. So remember, as you reach the arms, the knees pop up. Yeah, and I just want you to relax here. I just want you to do this part. Nice, Peter. I don't want you to do your arms. Just popping your knees up. And nope, that's your butt up. We're going to do that next, your knees. There you go. Okay, good. Now, from here, where you're going to go, so your feet should be tucked under. I'm going to say most of you should have your socks off because you're going to have slippage issues. Okay, you're going to think about, bring your arms a little bit back so that they're bent out to the side a little bit, your elbows. Not that much, Peter, just slightly. Hands are away from each other to press the hands down. You'll find the right hand position. But what you're going to do from here is you're going to start to lift your pelvis up from here. So how do you lift your pelvis towards the ceiling? So your arms are not bent out in a push-up position. They're somewhere, that's it. So how do you lift your pelvis up in the air? That's a good start, Duff. Phil, excellent. Okay. Same thing that we did when you were on your hands and knees, but you're starting from this position. That's it, Tomoko.
Do you want to be real or just a little?
You're going to eventually lift all the way up. So your feet are going to start walking up. You're going to bring more and more weight onto your hands.
Can you show us that? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. That's it, Judy.
Sharon, can you do that?
And go back down. Mm-hmm. So how do you do it? Figure out where your hands need to be. Right? Bring your hands back, some of you more towards yourself. There you go. Your elbows can bend.
Sharon, can we have a demo?
Yeah, we have a demo.
There you go, watch Barb. Lower slowly. And now lift. Lift your pelvis first. At that time you used too much of your arms. Try to lift your pelvis a little sooner. Go slow down. There. Lift the pelvis first, Barb. Pelvis, that's your shoulders. There you go. Pelvis.
But you don't want your hands in a push-up position?
They can be slightly, yes, they can start slightly in a push-up position. You can even try it with being on your forearms. Like, it's Kevin, right?
Keith.
Keith, like Keith just did. So try it being on your forearms. This is like in yoga called dolphin. So be on your forearms. Take your butt up. And see if you can stay on your forearms and take your butt all the way up. So you walk nice, Corinne. Then start to walk your feet towards and lift, that's it, the butt up even more. So do it on your forearms and don't come onto your palms. Everybody do it on your forearms. So forearms means that your elbow to your palm stays down. Excellent. Excellent. Right? And then this takes you, when you head back down and you're on your forearms, so stop right there, Deb, right? A little bit more down. You're like in a plank, right? So that's one of the other things on the sheet. Okay, so you need to feel, as you lower yourself down, how you maintain that length in your upper body. So Duff, you don't want to let your back sag like that, right? There you go. Okay? But don't have your arms out like that either. Your elbows need to be lined up right with those shoulders. That's the hard part. Yeah. And don't let the belly sag. What? Well, once you're going to let go to the ground, you can let it happen. But I'm just telling you. Okay. Let's roll onto your back and rest for a minute, and then we'll go back to your hands and knees. Okay, so let's roll over again. Come onto your hands and knees. Once you're on your hands and knees, so you're not on your stomach, you're on your hands and knees, you should know how to line up your knees. That's it. Tuck your toes under, right? And let's revisit bringing the right knee up to stand next to your right hand. Take it away and then bring the left up. So alternate them. Once the right knee, once the left knee. Excellent. Good. Now go back with both knees down, tuck the feet under. Right? And now with the feet tucked under, you're going to pop the pelvis up, all the way up. Get those sit bones towards the sky. Let your head hang. It's okay for the knees to be bent at this point. I want your butt to the stars. Walk your feet up a little bit. Right? Bring them up towards you, not necessarily closer to each other, but towards your hands. That's it. And then even a little bit more. Get those sit bones up towards the sky. That's it. And now you can start to pedal one heel at a time down towards the floor, getting those calves and hamstrings to lengthen out. Feel how the chest stays long, your spine stays long. Good. Now, go back down onto your knees. Go to child's pose and rest. Spread the knees wide. Sit your butt on your feet and rest. Arms long. Beautiful. Once again, let's come up onto your hands and your knees. Tuck your toes under. Okay. And let's try going once again. Straight up, lift the pelvis. Sit bones up to the sky. Start to walk your feet a little closer. It's okay that the knees are bent. Flat back. So some of you are still rounding. Really sense that. Much better, Ken. Excellent, Phil. Okay, get long on your front side, right? That's it. And then you can pedal the heels back. Excellent. Beautiful. Good. Come back down onto your knees now. Now, from this position, we're going to try one other thing. Keep your feet tucked under, so you're on your hands and knees, and you're going to walk your hands back to your side, and you're going to sit your bottom on your heels. Excellent. And lift your upper body. See if you can do that. Excellent. If that's really, really hard, just stop where you can and come back onto your hands. So your feet stay tucked. Okay, this is really stretching out the ankles and the quads and the hips. Excellent. Okay, come back down. Let's roll over onto your back and rest again. Okay, and then I'm going to just add in another version that you can work with, but just rest there for a minute on your back. Legs long, your arms down by your side. So another version that some of you can work with, just to get this idea of your trunk being long, and just be careful with your above neighbor, is just lengthen your arms up on the floor. So the back of your hands are going to be on the floor. Okay, so this in itself is difficult for some of you. Yeah, and just see if you need to move away from your neighbor a little bit or whatever. So try, can your legs be long, Sherry, too? There you go. So your legs are long. So just think that you're going to press, first of all, the back of your hands into the floor. Just press the back of your hands into the floor. And now can you press and lengthen them a little bit? Right? So if your elbows are really, really bent up, right, this is something, again, to work with. So think about the elbows getting a little longer and pressing the back of the hands. Can you feel how that lengthens the rib cage? It moves away from the belly, yes? And then you want to keep your pelvis flat. So this gives you another way, just pressing the back of the arms and lengthening. Now, can you flex your feet? Pull your toes towards your thighs. Think of your heels moving away from you at the same time of pressing the back of your hands. Excellent. So this might be, again, another beginning place for some of you, right? If it's too difficult to be on the hands and stuff, of just pressing the back of the hands, flexing the feet, heels move away from you, the back of the knees come closer to the mat as the back of the hands do. So your whole front and back side gets long. Do you guys feel that? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, let that go and let's rest again. Okay, so just taking a moment, lying there, just really sense and feel how you feel from what we did today and what you've learned today. As I mentioned to some of you through going through some of the different movements and stuff, is that this is also excellent for keeping one's posture, right? So maybe you feel your shoulder blades are closer to the floor now. But just take a moment and notice and sense, what do you feel for yourself? From doing the floor work and the ball work and everything we've done, what feels different to you? Maybe you feel a little longer on your front side, maybe a little more open in your chest. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough so you can really sense the quality of rolling your head and how that feels. So from these different movements and exercises, never should your neck feel tight, right? We want to really stay away from that. So your neck should feel very at ease and relaxed, smoother, softer to roll it to the left and to the right. So first of all, lengthen your legs, and you want to roll your head.
Right.
So roll.
Can you do it that way? I can do it that way.
That's much better. The first way is not good because you're forcing it to slide. Just let it roll. Right? The idea is not to see, can you crank your neck as far as possible? Just roll along the backside of your head. Softly, gently. Good. Excellent. And then just come back to the center and see how you feel. Okay, so you guys did great today. How's everyone feeling? I know it's a lot of information, right? We need like a refresher course. I like to give a lot of information, but maybe I'll offer something in the spring as a refresher and see how everything's coming along. But I did want you to have a lot of information. Take your time to come up to sitting and then standing. And then let's just take the last couple minutes. If anybody does have any questions, or if anybody would like to share anything from their experience today,